This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Before the Affordable Care Act actually kicked in, the thinking was that every day one state would eventually run its own health insurance exchange. Only, in fact, about a quarter of them actually are or are trying to. And some are having a whole lot more success than others. Oregon is one of the others. After $300 million in federal startup money and months of technical glitches, the people who run Oregon's exchange voted today to have Washington, D.C. take over the IT side of things. From the Health Desk at the WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
There are lots of reasons why states may want to take over their exchanges from the feds sometime in the future, but here are six reasons why they may not be in such a hurry.
Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Oregon, and Vermont.
Caroline Pearson tracks state exchanges for consulting firm Avalir Health. She says technical disasters like Oregon, it's still processing applications on paper, could scare off most anyone else for the next year or two. But Pearson says as states and the federal government work out the bugs, running an exchange will get smoother.
Once you have something that's working, it will be easier for other states to import that and customize it and tweak it for their own program.
Sonia Schwartz with the Georgetown Center for Children and Families thinks states that run their own exchanges may be better able to control healthcare costs, and that could make switching worthwhile.
Our health system is expensive, and if we had an ambitious plan to rein in costs, you know, it's worth it. But if we were just going to kind of create a rinky-dink enrollment system, it's not worth it.
Moving forward, some states could take a hybrid approach, much like Oregon's doing now. Let the feds run the IT side of the business, but manage the types of insurance plans on the exchanges and oversee outreach and enrollment efforts. New rules and systems, though, could make things more complicated for insurers, says PricewaterhouseCoopers' C.C. Connolly.
It's just like, how many different languages do you learn and can you master?
Connolly says the silver lining in struggling state-run exchanges may be that it forces everyone to standardize, a great way to keep costs down. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.